Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, besagt es Bchayreis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Hat Soyrim bi Eisen der Bchar. This Kayin bedafka slits the ear of a Bchar, because he wants to be able to shecht it. Remember, if it has a mum, he doesn't have to bring it as a carbon. If it has a mum, he can just shecht it and eat it. So we know the rule, crime doesn't pay. Hareze lo yeshachar elamas. What's going to happen is he won't be able to shecht it. Never. If the Kayin was over the Deiraisa, and he put a mum into an animal of Hegdish, his punishment is that this part will be asid to him. Even if later it develops a mum on its own. He can't come running and say, oh, but this second mum happened on its own. I didn't put it there. Sorry, it's a knas. You put the first one there, then you can no longer use this. Divi Rabbi Eliezer Zayhalt, Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, no, when the Bchar on its own develops another mum, you can shecht it. So basically, according to the Chachamim, the owner is punished. We don't let him have enough from the mum that he made, that he inflicted. But if the Bchar gets a mum on its own, then it could be shechted on the basis of that other mum. Not only that, says about Tanura Major Chiddush, even the mum that he, Dafka, put into the animal, that he inflicted into the animal. Let's say he dies, and his son yashins it. His son could eat it. Because right now the animal has a mum, whether it was made intentionally or not. We punish the person who made the mum. We don't punish his son, and that's the halacha, says the Bat Tanura. Weiter sagt, the Mishnah Maisa, there was a story. B'zacha shal rechelim zakein. This is an old ram. Sorry, meduldul. His hair was long, and it was dangling. Now there's a good reason that his hair was long and dangling. It was a bchar, and you can't cut it off. We discussed this earlier. It's also to shear the hair or wool of a bchar. It makes no difference whether it has a mum or it doesn't have a mum until it is shechted, either as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, if it has no mum, or for personal use outside the Beis HaMikdash, if it does have a mum. Now, this story that the Mishnah is talking about took place after the Churban HaBayis. So this ram couldn't be offered as a carbon because there was no place to bring the carbon. The Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, had already been destroyed. You couldn't shecht it on its own because it didn't have a mum. So it grew old. We never were able to cut its hair, and its long hair hung down from its sides. So here's what happened. Ra'u Kazdar Echad, a certain Roman officer, he saw a strange-looking old ram with hair dangling on all sides. Amar, he said, Mativa Shalzai. He said, well, what's the nature of this ram? What's going on over here? What's the matzav here? Why did you allow it to get so old? Amrulai, so they explained to him, Bcharu, it's a bchar. And you can't shecht it unless it has a blemish. Notal pig yoin. He took a pig yoin. That's like a double-edged knife. And he slit the bchar's ear, so he made a blemish. This shayla came, the story came before the chachamim. Viteru, and they were matter it. What do you mean? He did a bedavka. So the answer is, we're assuming that this officer didn't know that by doing this is going to be matter the bchar. He thought a bchar only becomes mutter on a mum that happens on its own. So why did he do it? This was his sport. That's how Roman officers entertained themselves, by inflicting wounds on animals. Now at this point, this officer saw she'atiru, they were matter the bchar. So v'holach v'tzaram, he went and he made the slit in the ears of bchayr secheirim, other bchayrs. We also now the chachamim aser those bchayrais. No. Now that he's doing it to be matir the bchar, this we can't allow. That would be as if the yid told him to do it. Zok the mishnah vayter pamachas one time hayotinoikes misachken besad. The children were playing out in the field, and they came up with a very interesting game. The kashru, they tied zanvois, the tails, tloyim of lambs, zelize, one to the other. A cruel game. Sometimes children are cruel until you give them the proper chinuch. But lamaisa, what happened was v'nifsika zinovish alechad meyam. One of the tails ripped off. V'reyu p'char. And that turned out to be a p'char. So the children really put the blemish into the p'char. They put the mum into the p'char. Not because they wanted to put a mum into the p'char, because this was their game. So this ma'aseh came before the chacham. They were matter to shecht on the basis of this mum because their kavana was not putting a mummer to a p'char. Ro, the children saw she'etiru, they were mad to the p'char. So v'holchu v'kashu, they went and they tied zanvois b'chayres achayim, they tied the tails of other b'chayres. This time they did a bedavka. V'yasru, and here the chachamim asered. They prohibited to shecht those p'chayres that became a balmum in this story, because now you did it bedavka. Zok to Mishnah Zeklal, this is the rule, kol shehu l'datoi, any mum that was made out of a kavana to be matir the p'char, also you cannot shecht the p'char. Not if you intended to be matir the p'char. This would include, says about Tanur, a case of even where he did it indirectly. Let's say he guided the behemoth in a place where there's iron over there. Wanted the behemoth to get, like fachepa, to get stuck in the iron and get a mum. That's called l'data, even though he didn't physically put the mum in. Vishaloi l'data, any mum that was shaloi l'data. It didn't happen out of a kavana to be matir the p'char. Mutter, so it's mutter to shecht the p'char. This case comes to include, says the Batanura, if a Yisrael said to an Achri, Mesiach Lefituma. Mesiach Lefituma means like indirectly, just happened to mention. You know, this p'char, if it had a mum, we could eat it. And the Achri heard it, and he put in a mum. But he never outright told the Achri to do it. That's how the Batanura learns. The Batanura learns, but it has to be that the Yitaka never meant for him to do it. He just happened to mention this fact. That's called Nesiach Lefitumai. But if the Yid was trying to be merames to the Nachri, like, get it, if there's a mum, we could eat it. So the fact that he avoided saying them directly is not going to help, at least according to most Rishayim. Okay, so quickly, chazing over what we learned over here in Masechtas is Pchairis, Peirik, Hey, Mishnah Gimel. If someone slit into the ear of a Pchar to be matrit bi'achila, you can never shecht it, even if it gets another mum. As I held Rabbi Eliezer, because this person was over a very serious Isser by being Matal Mum Bekachim. Actually, it's a Chi of Malkus. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if it develops another Mum on its own, too bad. This you can never shecht. The Chachamim say no. If it develops another Mum, there's nothing to do with this Mum, then you can shecht it. We even said if the person that put the Mum in dies and his son, Yarshins the Behemah, he could eat it, because we only punish the one that actually did the Mum. And the Mishnah told us that there was a story by an old ram, its hair was dangling, and this Roman officer, he saw it, he said, well, what's going on? Why is it so old? They said, it's a p'char. So he went, and he took a certain kind of a knife, and for his own fun, or for his own reason, he slit the ear. He did not realize that he was actually doing a toiva for the yid. So the Chacham rematter it, again, even though he did a bedavka, but he didn't do it for the sake of the yid. Once he realized what happened over here, so he started to make a bunch of mumim in different chayres, because he saw, oh, it works. Then the Chazal said, no, now you can't use it. Because now he's doing it for the yid. Even though the yid never told him to do it, but it's as if they told it. Then we had another story of kids that were playing a very cruel game. They tied the tails over several lambs. One of them popped off. Chazal said, look, the ma'aseh has a mum. You're allowed to shecht it. That was a b'char. When the kids saw that this works, they started doing it again. So Chazal said, no, now you're doing a bedavka. No good. Can't eat it. The Mishnah repeated Zeklal. Whenever it's ledatoi, it is usur. The Batanura says this comes to include, even if he doesn't do it directly, but he like guides the animal in a place where he knows it's going to get a mum. If it's shaloi ledatoi, it's mutter. And that means even, says the Batanura, if he mentioned to the Nachri that if this has a mum, we could eat it, but as long as he didn't intend for the Nachri to do it, then it's mutter when the Nachri makes the mum. Lamaisa is pretty much the same case, the case with the Roman officer and the case with the children. Why do we need both? Says the Batanura from the Gemara. Because if we only had the case of the Roman officer, we would say, no. The reason that it's mutter over here is because we're not scared Roman officers are going to keep doing it. They do what they want anyway. If we only had the case of the children, would have said, oh, here's where the Rabbanan said it's mutter. Because people will chap as children. No one's going to say, oh, if we let a kid do it, maybe a grown-up will do the same trick. But by a Nachri, if he does it, maybe it'll come to another year doing it. So for different reasons, the Mishnah wants to give us the case both by the Nachri. That would be the Roman officer as well as the children. That if it happened, even though it was done on purpose, but if it wasn't done for the purpose of being mat to the p'char, it's mutter. Once it's done for the purpose of being mat to the p'char, then it's asr.